Going to talk about tektites and pseudo-tektites. Tektites, they're created when meteorites from space enter Earth's atmosphere and impact the Earth's surface. The resulting high temperatures and force of the meteorite colliding with Earth's materials cause a debris, which becomes molten, very hot, and projects far up and wide into the sky. This then cools and hardens as it returns to the Earth's surface to settle on the ground. Such debris can be found miles away from known meteorite impact zones. The area of debris is called the Strawn Field. So although they are bought from crystal shops, tektites, they've been made by that process rather than being dug up in a mine or in the ground. How many of you at the moment use tektites? Oh, know nothing about tektites. As you put your comments there, I'll continue. So tektites, they're predominantly naturally formed glass, sometimes with other inclusions of earth matter, minerals, metals, or indeed meteorite debris, which has traveled out there in the universe. Tektites can come in greens, blacks, browns, lavender, grey, yellow. I guess any colour could be possible, depending on what materials, metals, minerals are encased within the tektite of naturally formed glass. But I love tektites. I really do. And not many people talk about tektites. They talk about other crystals, but they don't really talk about tektites. So some people are very drawn to tektites. It is said by some people, and I'd agree with this, if you are strongly drawn to the energy of tektites, then you almost certainly are a starseed. Likewise, some people just aren't drawn to them or can't cope with the energy. They're very powerful. And this is fine. It's just not resonating with them. We must always work with crystals and stones which resonate with us as an individual for best results. The high energy of tektites can awaken latent spiritual abilities or be the catalyst for significant self-healing and or spiritual awakening and development. Pseudo-tektites. Throughout Earth's long history, there have been many violent, powerful volcanic eruptions. This has resulted in molten magma being thrown up into the Earth's atmosphere and then cooling and hardening into a volcanic natural glass or obsidian, which then comes to settle on the Earth's surface. These pieces of ancient obsidian resemble the naturally shaped glass created by meteorite impacts, which we call tektites. However, there were no projectiles which entered the Earth's atmosphere or collided with the Earth's surface in the case of these volcanically formed glass pieces. So these quite rightly have a different classification and are known as pseudo-tektites. So a word on pseudo-tektites. Some people are in the frame of mind that these are fake tektites. Although they may not technically be tektites, they are formed from a very real natural process. Energetically, they can be extremely powerful. They just aren't linked to outer space energies. So it doesn't mean they're not powerful. By all means, be drawn to them or not, but don't think they're fake. Think of the energy, not the label. Okay, so whenever with the crystal, if you can feel the energy, then it's good. Don't go by names or someone says this, someone says that. Feel them for yourself. Okay. Fake tektites. Now, I do know quite a few people that have been scammed. There are concerns of fake tektites, and that's understandable. There are indeed people who create glass and sell it as tektites, deliberately misleading people. In particular, there is a lot of fake moldavite, which circulates for sale, has done for a long time. I don't see that changing. There's always going to be someone trying to scam. So there on the picture, you can see that's just glass someone's formed green glass on the left, and there's real moldavite on the right. You can normally tell every time I've seen it in this break, it's very, very bumpy. It's like lots of bits of glass pushing out. It's been merged together. Whereas with moldavite, there's going to be some smooth part to it, I would say. There might be bumps with it, but it's not going to be bump, 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 bump. It literally looks like, if you look closely, and it literally is like glass has been pushed together. Okay? So, how can you protect yourself from buying man-made glass? First of all, find a trusted seller. Don't be tempted to buy such expensive Tektites elsewhere, even if it looks tempting, or if it's a bargain. If you know they're going to be expensive, then you know the saying, an offer can be too good to be true. It's going to be. But then sometimes they do keep the price high as well on these fakes. So when you look at reviews, pay attention to those where people comment on the feel of the energy, not whether it looks good. Someone that actually works with crystals, look for those reviews of the crystals from those sellers. If people are saying the energy was strong from the crystal, etc., you know they're a good seller. The energy will speak for itself, you see. It will with all Tektites. So use a trusted seller, or go and feel the energies for yourself within a shop or a warehouse. See, it's the energy. That's what matters most here, not a name. What does the energy feel like, and does it resonate with you? But it isn't just moldavite that they create fakes of. So Tektites and pseudo-Tektites. Let's take a look at some Tektites, some pseudo-Tektites, and even a piece of meteorite debris. Starting with one of my absolute favourites, probably my most favourite, crystal of all time, moldavite. Moldavite is generally agreed to have been formed by a meteorite impact with the Earth around 15 million years ago. This caused the natural green coloured glass to be formed, which we call moldavite. The impact was thought to be in the region of Germany, with moldavite being commonly found as far away as Czech Republic. The energy which emanates from moldavite, I feel, is not only of the Earth, but that of the stars. But if we can say the energy is not purely of Earth vibration, I think that would be a fair conclusion to state. We have been told by my guy, John, the moldavite didn't happen by chance. It was pushed towards Earth. It was planned. And it's beautiful. It'll only go up in price as well because it's a limited supply. And it is rocketing. If you're wanting moldavite, get it sooner rather than later because the price continues to go up. The energy from moldavite can usually be felt very quickly and very strongly for most people. And you don't need a very big piece, which is good to know, as the price of it is very expensive, currently and rising. I love it. I've got it round my wrist. One, two, three. I don't think the size matters. But say 10 bits around there. I've got two around my neck and another two in my pocket. I love the vibration of it. Moldavite raises your vibration quite forcefully, though, fully clearing chakras and clearing energy blocks. It brings a full energy realignment and works very quickly. Very quickly. But a warning, moldavite should come with a warning. Moldavite should be taken seriously. It's strong energy. It can cause you to sweat, heart palpitations, a raised temperature, dizziness, nausea, confusion, headaches, and shaking. So it takes some time to keep it on your body or keep it by you. If you don't, if you just pick it up occasionally, you'll always have some of those effects with it. It takes time to work with the crystal or the Tektite. So instant emotional release of laughter or crying can be caused by handling moldavite. Chakra clearing of the throat, resulting in speaking out the things that you've been holding in. People leaving your life, people entering your life. Losing a job can be an example of a severe event I would attribute to moldavite, as it can initiate huge changes within yourself and your life. Also, all of the traumas you think you've dealt with by forgetting burying them inside? Oh no, they'll come back up as well, so you can deal with them properly. And that can be really unpleasant. But the benefits of it, I would say, far outweigh that, but you do need to know how powerful it is. I know when I first got a bit, got my son to hold a bit while he was in the car. I didn't tell him what it was, and he managed probably 2 or 3 minutes till he was like, "Can you have that back to me?" And I did explain what it was then. But Moldavite, you can also expect a strong possibility of enhanced spiritual awareness and connection. Possibility of reduced sleep, depending on how long it is in your aura. You may need a suitable grounding crystal to help anchor the high vibration of Moldavite into your energy. Something such as red jasper, hematite, pneumamite, and prophecy stone could do that anchoring for you. But with your new heightened sense of awareness, you may suddenly perceive a lot of spirit presence and activity around you. But this was probably already the case, just you weren't sensing them before. So often people can panic when they see or sense energy around them. But there's no need to worry. It greatly enhances you, so you're just picking up more, which if you're going to use Moldavite, you're going to be wanting to develop, otherwise you wouldn't choose that in the first instance. But it can happen very, very fast. You might work with Moldavite, then stop for a period of time. And that could be whilst you deal with all the issues that you can come up, or that can come up to you. It's a sign of extreme transformation, of extreme spiritual awakening, synchronicities, and initiation in spiritual connections and communication. If it does go missing, it is going to be for a reason. That is not uncommon. It may or may not reappear. And I'd say that on whole with all crystals. If a crystal disappears, there's often a reason. It'll reappear when you need it, or it might vanish completely. Just let it go, no, it's done its course. So, Moldavite, chakras. What chakras does it work with? All of them. Helps open all the chakras. And a Moldavite affirmation. So what does it do? Basically, I give permission for a full life review, reorganization, and I'm willing to face my buried traumas. And I said that's a very good Moldavite affirmation. So next, Agni Manatite. Now, Agni Manatite is generally thought to be a pseudo-tektite, an ancient volcanic glass, powerful and formed from a terrestrial event. They're mainly found around an island called Java in Indonesia, and are dull black or greyish in colour. Agni Mani in Sanskrit language means pearl of divine fire. Agni is the fire god in Hinduism. So Agni resonates with the solar plexus chakra. It enhances your personal energy significantly and protects it. It also uplifts your outlook on life, bringing positivity and a sense of direction to head towards. It brings your internal navigation system into alignment. Helps boost your creative energy, willpower, drive and determination to move forward in life, identifying your desires and being proactive in achieving them. It really does help increase your self-confidence, but in doing so, you may be called to step out of your comfort zone. More often than not, it's a real strength. Its real strength is in aiding your progression from a spiritual perspective, that is. Bring in the energy and connections needed for spiritual development and growth. The energy then keeps building up in layers, somewhat like spiritual armor, which is also helpful for those who astral travel and take part in spiritual missions for the benefit of mankind. It's also very good at strengthening your mind and ability to cope through fast-paced spiritual awakenings. So therefore, it can be used hand-in-hand with Moldavite. It helps with supercharged manifesting of your desires. But I feel it also ensures you have a greater responsibility and understanding of your personal power. It teaches you to manifest more positively, carefully, and with firmer intentions. Thoughts manifest, so they need to be kept positive, especially when you're speeding up the process of realization. Hagnomanatite helps bring forward a knowingness that actions have consequences. So it aids us to gain a greater understanding of our thoughts and actions and how they may impact our lives, seeing from a higher perspective. It helps pinpoint your desires and then act upon reaching them rather than hesitating or procrastinating. So the chakra works with your solar plex. And the Agni Manatite message. You're reminded that you are the power and you create your own reality. The time is now. That sums up Agni Manatite. So next, what I'd know it as is Sintamani, but Saphrodite. It's a tektite found in Arizona, thought to be over 30 million years old. There is divided opinion on its formation. Many sellers call this Sintamani, or the Holy Grail Stone. It's also referred to as the Wishing Stone, or Wish Fulfilling Stone. It raises your personal vibration and helps you move onwards and upwards with love. The process of ascending your energy can cause personal issues to rise to the surface, challenging limited beliefs, negative destructive thought patterns, etc. Can become highlighted or spotlighted. Saphrodite can help you face these and work through them without being too hard on yourself or dwelling on the issues. It can also reduce inner conflict on the path of transformation, removing self-doubt. The energy supported by Saphrodite helps deflect negativity aimed towards you. So it's kind of protective as well. It magnifies your manifesting ability, and on a spiritual level, it can connect you more clearly and closely with your higher self. This can help you feel more guided and sure about the direction you're heading in. I feel it can also fast track spiritual progression to an extent, but you've got to keep the momentum and commitment going yourself. So the chakras, it opens and activates the 12 chakra system. You might have only heard of your crown, your third eye, your throat, your heart, your solar, your sacral, and your root. And it'll go to the higher chakras as well. The earth star. Right, John, we're not going into all of the 12 chakras right now. A guy stepping in trying to go, no, we're sticking on crystals. But if anyone has got questions, you can come to me with regards to the 12 chakra system if you don't understand it. And the Saphrodite or Sintamani affirmation. I am a light warrior reporting for duty. Let me become a universal messenger and a bringer of change. Next, Colombianite. Colombianite is found in Colombia and Peru. Also called Piedra Rayo, which translates to lightning stone. It is around 30 million years old, thought to be an obsidian pseudo-tektite. It has a very high vibration. I feel it helps awaken the soul memory and ignites your spiritual spark. It begins unlocking and opening up your life for soul purpose. For those incarnated with a spiritual role in this lifetime, that is, it can help reach a higher vibration, which brings with it a more forceful, proactive healing and transformation process. It helps gain access to your higher self memory and latent spiritual abilities, resonating strongly with the heart chakra and the higher heart chakra. It helps with self-love and unconditional love, which are vital for those destined to fulfill a life of spirituality or spiritual teaching, ascension, and enlightenment. In addition, it can aid accessing past life information for the purpose of balancing karma and overcoming karmic lessons. So Columbianite, as I said, chakras, it works with the heart and the higher heart. It also works with the root and the crown chakras. In addition, it unlocks your soul's memory, bringing that information forth into your present life. Columbianite, if Columbianite was speaking to you, it'd say, I will help you remember who you are and why you are here. Ah, this is another one of my favourites. Libyan Desert Glass, or aka Libyan Gold Teptite. There's no denying that these natural glass pieces are extremely distinctive and unique in their colour and texture. Whether they be true tektites formed from an extraterrestrial debris hitting Earth, or whether they have been formed through a natural occurring terrestrial event, in my opinion, does not matter, as the energy is distinctively high. See, there is a debate over how they were formed, mainly because there's no obvious meteorite impact site in the Libyan desert where this glass is found. However, nor can evidence of an extinct volcano be found, so its formation is somewhat of a mystery. I don't care, it's powerful. I love it. And if it's good enough for King Tutankhamun, as he had it in his items of it in his burial chamber, he had items made from Libyan desert glass, so clearly it was good enough for an ancient pharaoh of Egypt. The carved scarab central to his decorative breastplate has been identified as Libyan desert glass through scientific testing. It has been a highly prized jewel for millennia and continues to be adored by people still today. So if it was good enough for him, it's good enough for me. So Libyan desert glass, it resonates with the solar plexus. Its energy is very protective and helps you to believe in yourself. It brings an air of confidence and optimism, but without ego and arrogance. It can also support you in stepping out of your comfort zone to achieve your dreams. It helps you to see the abundance of opportunities in life and that we do have choices. And even during times of perceived restriction, we have choices. It'll help you see that. It gently shows us this is an illusion. So Libyan desert glass helps us see a path beyond these restrictions and limits, obstacles placed in our way. It does ask that we have an element of trust and optimism, as that teamed up with the tektite's own energy will give best results in forward movement, expansion and manifestation. It helps protect and strengthen your energy and can help recall starseed memories, so it can really help those with a higher spiritual purpose in this lifetime. Your vibration will stand out when you use or wear this tektite over a period of time. As your personal frequency raises, it's quite unlike most other crystals. It truly connects you with a pure light vibrational frequency, which in turn permeates your whole light body gradually. Ascension through many dimensions is very likely. It's quite possible you will be contacted by higher beings or even extraterrestrial beings, usually in the form of vivid dreams, meditations, clairvoyance, or telepathic communication. It can also help bring a sense of belonging to those light workers who struggle to feel at peace here on Earth, but can't quite figure out why. It brings a sense of knowing and reassurance over time. It works, the chakras it works with is the solar plexus and the higher ethereal chakras. The Libyan desert glass affirmation. I am ready to step into my highest potential, star being acceleration. Let this light guide me. But I will say, if you're worried about extraterrestrials or energies like that, don't be using Libyan desert glass. It will give you connections, quite possibly to extraterrestrial energies. I said more than quite possibly, but it doesn't mean they're negative. Next, Darwin glass or Darwinite. Darwin glass, Darwinite, is found near an impact crater in the area of Mount Darwin, Tasmania, Australia. Thought to be the collision site of a meteorite over 800,000 years ago. Darwin glass has a very high vibration, as with all tektites. This could be due to the energy of the impact with Earth alone. Before we take into account any otherworldly energies it may be holding within it. Come on, slide. Darwin glass is all about the energy of love. It holds a hand whilst we take a look at our current life so far. It prompts us to take time to look deep within ourselves. We can endeavour to identify where we may need to send love in order to heal. Whether that be towards past experiences, relationships with others, or with ourselves. It helps us let go of cords which may be holding us back on our path, and also to let go of old narratives where we've told ourselves we aren't good enough. We can't achieve what we would like. It gets to work by dissolving self-placed obstacles and energy blockages to help us see the light and head towards it with confidence. So it works with the heart chakra. Darwin glass affirmation. Help me clear my past issues with love. Love is the healer of all. So next we go on to bilitonite. Bilitonite. Batu Satam, as it is known to the locals, is a sacred lucky stone. It was formed 800,000 years ago by an asteroid impact with the Earth. The energy from this impact event would have been huge, throwing much terrestrial material up high into the atmosphere when it then cooled back down and fell to the Earth to settle. After a long time of Earth's changes, the debris would have been hidden and have also moved with time. So this tektite was discovered by tin miners on Belitung Island, Indonesia, in the late 1800s. It has a dark black colour with a glossy appearance. It is also very distinctive with grooves etched into the surface. It is thought to have been exposed to very acidic waters, obviously over thousands of years. Bilitonite energetically has a very high vibration, but is also quite gentle and leaves you feeling safe and secure throughout your spiritual expansion and transformation. At least whilst bilitonite is your chosen companion anyway. It is thought to be effective at healing on all levels, physical, mental and emotional. It is thought to fill the possessor with a strong sense of peace and calmness. It helps recharge your energy and take it to a higher level, like an energetic upgrade and realignment of the chakras. It can also realign you with your spiritual purpose. Its energy will accelerate spiritual growth and unlocking of wisdom and abilities. Although it has a very high energy, it grounds that energy, which can bring a series of synchronistic events to aid you in progression along your path. It also assists in manifesting your dreams and aspirations. Finally, you will also find you have a greater understanding and awareness of universal energies. Spiritual experiences may come quite fast and close together, accelerating your progression, but it provides a clear, calm mind set to cope with this. So the chakras it deals with is the root chakra, the sacral, the solar plex, and the third eye. And bilitonite's message to you would be, stay calm, stay healthy. I'm here to help you. Remember who you are. Energy upgrade. I'll probably pronounce this wrong. Campo del Cielo. Campo del Cielo. This is in fact an iron and nickel based meteorite from Argentina, thought to be 4,000 to 5,000 years old. It is sometimes called the Phoenix Stone. It has the power to help you rise from the ashes in all your true splendor. It brings the possibilities to reimagine and reinvent yourself, to truly become someone unique, individual, and have the strength and determination to break any chains of conformity or tendency to follow the herd, rather than standing your own power and risk standing out. It helps overcome fear of how this will be received by others. So, very good for anyone that's got a fear of when they're developing, of what others might think. It's your time to shine, and Campo del Cielo will assist you with this. It helps you uncover and reveal your sense of self and allow your self-expression. It's very high energy in a small package, quite expensive small pieces. It helps us with emotional strength and resilience. It aids acceptance with grace of the challenges along our path. It can be a very strong transformational aid. When we can't see a way forward, or we feel we are always downtrodden or knocked back, when we try and move forward. Campo del Cielo can help you first find the strength within you to try again, and then bounce back stronger than ever. You can feel more motivated, positive, and confident than before. It's an energy of endurance and also helps you commit to your path, a path of spiritual service rather than wanting to give up. Let's not underestimate how difficult and challenging self-healing and growth can be. This piece of meteorite can present as an energetic armor as you charge onwards into the unknown with a renewed sense of enthusiasm. Just as this piece of meteorite has traveled far to reach Earth, so can your loving connection travel far and wide back out into the universe. It works with the root chakra, the sacral, the solar plex, the third eye, and the crown. And Campo del Cielo message is, rise to your true calling. You are protected. You are capable. Trust the process. Celebrate your unique identity. Oh, now another one of my favourites. Tibetan Tektite. As the name suggests, this is a tektite found in the area of Tibet, southern China. The Tibetan monks used to collect these tektites and use them as talismans. They believed that they were sent from the divine and that they connect with the mysterious city of Shambhala. And I can definitely see how it would aid in connecting to Shambhala. These tektites can work on many levels, starting by raising your personal vibration and aligning your chakras. They also make sure the energy flow through your chakra system as a whole is fully optimized, clearing and dissolving any energy blockages. This can leave you feeling noticeably lighter. As your vibration rises, the Tibetan tektite provides a stable energetic base for the new higher energies coming in through you. Feel it open specific channels within one's energy, which allow the connection and communication with loving higher beings, such as angels and extraterrestrials. If you're not open to this, you probably should avoid using this tektite. It does also connect you and align you with your higher self, which can greatly benefit those actively trying to pursue their spiritual path, feeling a little lost in what to do. It raises your consciousness to a higher perspective. It's a very protective energy and a great choice to have with you during conscious astral traveling. It can improve your psychic and intuitive abilities. I believe it also helps open telepathic abilities, which are likely to be used by galactic beings who approach. Because this tektite sends out a strong message to say, I am present and I am open to receive. It can help bridge your connection to your galactic guides, some of which may stay with you, some may be shared guides who come and go. It's really worth looking into ascended masters such as Ashtar, Commander Ashtar, Lady Nada, Merlin, Saint Germain, to see if they can offer any guidance as you open up your galactic channels. And if anyone is interested in ascended masters, I do bring through an ascended master every Sunday, channeling and connecting you to them. Tibetan tektite, the chakras. It works with all the chakras, including the higher galactic chakras. It clears and activates all chakras and the chakra column to its highest state of proficiency. Tibetan tektite affirmation. I am signing up for a higher state of existence and welcoming my advanced spiritual abilities and purpose. I think that summarizes it very well. Next. Indochinite. These are tektites thought to be 700,000 years old, often found in Guangdong province of China and in Vietnam. These tektites help reach higher connections whilst also anchoring in these higher energies to the Earth Star Chakra. That's below the root. This builds your energy up and enables expansion. Expansion of your conscious awareness, of your physical and spiritual abilities, of your spiritual connections. It ensures you're able to clearly receive communication and inspiration. It reminds us of our true origin and reawakens our inner knowing. It aids astral travel and helps us keep us safe in doing so. It works for the lower chakras as well as the crown. Here's tonight's message. Reach high. You can make it. I will give you the extra lift needed. Be sure to meditate and allow spirit time to connect with you. Answers arrive in times of stillness. That is the tektites for you.